you made it kind of your normal Tuesday. You usually hook up somewhere during the day, but then maybe you stayed a little bit longer, talk a little bit more. What do you remember kind of just chatting with him yesterday while you were watching film?
With Coach
Coughlin, sorry.
Yeah, I just had a talk how to get back on track, how to get back playing at a high level. Anything I needed, but that's not uncommon. We talked throughout the season and have a great relationship, and obviously both of us want the same thing for our offense to get back rolling and start scoring some points.
Was there any change out of it that you felt like anything concrete you could share, or is nothing really that necessary?
I think it all comes down to how we practice and have great practices and hopefully that turns over into game day production. And so, I don't think we have to go in and change everything we're doing. We're still in games in the fourth quarter. We had a chance to go win the game. Fact is, when we get the ball back with 4 minutes of last game and we go down and score a touchdown, everybody's feeling pretty good right now. But that didn't happen, and we're dealing with the consequences. But we gotta keep working, and that's all you can do. It's not a time to say, oh, we gotta change our offense, or we gotta do this and that. Hey, we just got to keep working and start making some plays.
Eli, on Monday, we heard a little bit about how you and the receivers might be a little bit out of sync on making adjustments and doing things out there. What changed today, if anything, that made it a little bit smoother at practice, perhaps?
It's just a matter of keep walking, walking through things, keep talking through, our reactions, what we expect to get, and go out there and both have to be on the same page. I got to read the body language of the receivers. They got to, we don't have to go rewrite the book here. It's just a matter of keep working at it, and it'll get better.